Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Only common sense.
He still believes the American dream, that his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we're so happy to have multi-platinum artist Aaron Lewis back with us here on the program. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm good, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I've been listening to this new album, The Hill, that is just out. And I got to say, I mean, I've been a fan of your music for such a long time. This thing, and let's forget any lyrics right now, because the production value of this and the instrumentation is incredible.
Well, thank you.
It really is. It just blew my mind.
Well, I wanted to keep it, you know, pure and raw and exposed like a nerve.
It's kind of like you are. I mean, you're kind of like a raw nerve.
Yeah, I'm kind of a broken off tooth, really.
You're the broken off tooth that nobody can really fix.
I guess so, yeah.
Hey, and I saw this too, that it was produced with you along with Ira Dean. Is this the same Ira Dean that was in One Trick Pony?
The one and the same, yes, sir.
That is so funny. When I was doing mornings in country radio, we sat down at the Country Music Awards one year with Heidi and Ira from One Trick Pony. And Heidi Neufeld, as you might know, is a beautiful woman. And as we're sitting there talking, Gene Simmons, of all people, from Kiss, wandered into the room to sit down next to Heidi and sing a song with them. And it was such a fabulous moment, but it was just such an odd situation. I mean, Gene Simmons, if there's a woman within, you know, 50 miles, he's going to find her. And that was just such a fun experience. But Ira, that's so cool. I didn't know what Ira's doing now.
Yeah, Ira has actually helped me produce my last two records.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. And Aaron, do I sense a kind of a reflective Aaron Lewis in this record?
100%.
Yeah, yeah. Especially,
I had to live for 50 plus years on this earth to write this record.
Especially with Let's Go Fishing. I love that song. But it so encapsulates, I think, the mood of everybody right now.
Well, the whole thing with Let's Go Fishing is just stop and take a breath.
Yeah.
stop and take a breath. Everybody is so instant gratification these days. Mm-hmm. All they see is the plethora of narrative and lies out there that really kind of paint a picture of real desperation. And it causes us to not look further and see all the good things that are actually taking place right now while it looks like we're living the end of days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a younger generation that is more wide awake than I am.
Yeah.
That can see it as clear as day and are really sick and tired of being manipulated. I think this whole country is really sick and tired of being manipulated by a handful of people. You know, we have sat back and allowed, in comparison, a handful of people destroy on purpose this country.
Yeah.
We're watching it happen every single day. This is on purpose. This isn't by accident. This isn't oops, we didn't think this was going to work out this way. This is completely on purpose and intentional and malicious. This is criminal, what they're doing to our country. And we, the people, are allowing it.
Right. Right.
We're sitting back and allowing it to happen. All we have to do as a whole is put our foot down and say enough.
Well, I mean, very well said. We're talking to Aaron Lewis here on the National Defense, his new album, The Hill, which is fantastic. And you're right. Do you see that? I don't know. You know, since I talk to active duty military and veterans every single day on this show, it seems to me that there is a little bit of that tide that's turning. Do you get that?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I feel it. I feel that they have pushed their agenda way too far. It's not under the surface anymore. It's right there in everybody's face for everybody to see.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And division is their strongest tool.
Yeah.
Because as a country divided, we stand no chance at all. Because we are all Americans. We all live under the same flag. We are all born with the same inalienable rights.
Yeah, and it's okay if I don't agree with you about every point that you have. And it's okay if you don't.
There's a song, new record about it called That's My Life.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't have to agree with you.
Yeah, right.
Your freedom to do whatever you want to do is your freedom. I don't have to agree with you, and I don't have to think that it's right.
Yeah. I love Made in China, too. What a great track that is on this new album. That is so cool. And it really kind of takes you by surprise because I didn't know what that was going to be. But, man, what a patriotic love of country that song is. I just so appreciate that.
Well, here's the deal with me. I have come to the conclusion that I really don't want to be on my deathbed however long from now and look at my kids and tell them that I was fully aware and wide awake and could see what they were doing and I said and did nothing.
Yeah.
I can't. I will not do that. I won't go down that way. So, you know, whatever.
I don't think there's a chance, Aaron, that anybody's ever going to think that you didn't speak your mind. And, you know, that's so true in your concerts, too, of just standing up for America, standing up for our military and expressing your mind. But at the same time, letting the audience there know that, hey, you know what? You got your own thoughts.
100%. I am in control of me.
Right.
And my thoughts and my actions. And the moment everybody starts practicing the same, this country will change.
You know, it's amazing to me, a kid that grew up in Vermont could have these kind of notions. I mean,
well,
you think about Vermont, you think, you know, everybody likes ice cream. They get along. They don't say much. That's not the Vermont, you know, that comes through in you.
Well, you know, there's a difference between Vermont and Bennington. you know, the big capital city is going to be as woke as any other capital city in this country.
Yeah.
But you get outside the city limits and it's a bunch of hillbillies. And just like everywhere else, I mean, the same with Massachusetts. Massachusetts blows my mind because you get outside Boston and you get outside Worcester and the entire state is red.
Wow. Wow.
Yet we have no, voice. None.
Right.
Because there's such a population in Boston. It's just like California. The rest of California is completely red, but San Francisco, Los Angeles, I'm sure there's others.
Santa Monica.
They outnumber the massive amount of people in those areas outnumber the rural areas. And, you know, what's crazy to me is that California has more Republicans per capita than any other state in the country.
Just by population. Yeah, we're talking to Aaron Lewis here on the National Defense, his new album, The Hill. And, you know, when I listen to this album, and I've listened to it several times, it's just, it just flows so beautifully, and that's a producer credit there. But your last anthem, Am I the Only One, which is tremendous. I didn't hear an anthem on this record, right?
Well, we can't write an anthem every record.
No, but that's what I credit a lot to you, Aaron, because you have such a diverse talent pool and in your toolkit, man. I mean, to come out with a completely different kind of album like this is a tribute to you and certainly Ira in terms of just, you know, recognizing different songs and song quality, because it's such a I don't want to say it's a feel good record. I did feel good when I was listening to this.
Well, it's funny how sad songs can have the ability to make you feel good.
Well, sad or real songs, you know, that's the other thing that I always get from you, Aaron, is like, and I'm sure you have a lot of people telling you this all the time. It's like, you're reading my mind. You're thinking my thoughts. These are, I would have written that song.
Well, I do hear that a lot. And it's why I'm convinced that, you know, this is God's plan for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not necessarily in control of this ride. I'm just along for it. And I'm very blessed and I'm very grateful that it seems that God has had his hand on my shoulder for the majority of my life.
And to do it without being on country radio and to do it without the traditional method of getting your songs played, you're kind of in a sweet spot right now, I think, with the technology that we have, that the people who want your kind of music can find it and access it immediately. And that's got to be a great thing for you.
It is a very freeing situation.
Yeah.
Where I know that at the end of the day, it's up to me.
Right.
And I have final say, and nobody tells me that I can or can't do anything.
I mean, you are married.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Aaron Lewis here on the National Defense.
Well, the wife is different. The wife is different. The wife can tell me to do things.
Yeah.
And I
will. Right. Hey, are you on tour right now?
I am.
Where am I?
I play tonight in Pennsylvania.
Oh, really? What part of Pennsylvania?
Elizabethtown.
Okay. Is that near Pittsburgh?
More over on the, it's more on the
Philly side
of things.
Gotcha. I worked in Pittsburgh for a few years. I love Pennsylvania. I love the people in Pittsburgh. You sit down with somebody in Pittsburgh and be prepared to have a 90-minute conversation because everybody there has a story and they're dying to tell it.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to go to Pittsburgh for that. I think that that everybody has a story that they're wanting to tell.
Are you still doing the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem at your shows?
I am. I do it in a kind of a non-promptu type of a way as the introduction to Am I the Only One?
Perfect. Well, man, you've got another winner here. This is such a great album, The Hill. It's out now. Aaron Lewis, one of our favorites. Thank you so much for your support of this country and for our military.
Thank you. And God bless you, and God bless our troops, and God bless America.
God bless you. Thank you, Aaron. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Clear out winter and clean up the lawn. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. Plus, you can buy it online and pick it up in store, getting you outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See store at homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Robert is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications. I've been an avid fly fisherman. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Tony Curran is our guest. You've seen him in so many great films, TV shows, and there's a new one coming out, historical timepiece that follows the Countess of Buckingham, Julianne Moore, of all people, who molded her son to seduce King James, and that's Tony Curran. Tony, how are you?
I'm great. I'm in New York. And it's great to chat to you, Randy. Yeah, I'm just been chatting about the show, and I'm very excited to see what the American people think about it.
Yeah, because this is already playing in the UK, right?
Yeah, and some places around Europe. In fact, I had a gentleman on Instagram the other day, bless him, from Pakistan, and he was like, "Some friends of mine have been telling me about the show, and I saw the trailer, but how do I watch it in Pakistan?" So I'm like, okay, good. We like to go global. We like to go global, Randy, you know?
Hey, and you were also, before we get into that, also you're filming Outlander, Blood of My Blood, which is, Outlander is one of my favorite shows of all time. And what role do you play in that?
Really? That's great. It's funny. I just, before I flew back a few days ago, last week, from Scotland to L.A. for the L.A. premiere of Mary and George. I was shooting the third week on Outlander. Sam and Catriona just arrived on location because they started shooting season 8 of Outlander. As we were just, you know, we're the newbies shooting season 1 of Blood of My Blood. I play a character called Lord Lovett, Simon Fraser, and he's... I'm basically the grandfather, if you will, of Jamie Fraser.
Oh, okay.
My son Brian is Jamie's father. So it's a kind of it sort of goes back in history from the first show was 1945 to 1745. This goes back 1914 to 1714.
Oh, wow.
So I play Lord Lovett, Simon Fraser. He's a bit of a Machiavellian character who's lost some of his land, who's lost part of his title, and he's got a bone to pick. You might say, Randy, he's not a happy bunny. He's a lord, but he's a lord, you might say, who's fallen on hard times, and what we've shot so far is really strong and powerful, and Lord Lovett is I'm not sure if he's quite Captain Jack Randall standard.
Right, right.
He's gonna ruffle some feathers, if I can put it like that.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In El Paso, Borderland veterans have a chance at tuition-free training to becoming emergency medical technicians as part of the Pathway for Heroes program. The program is a partnership between Pro Action Emergency Services Institute and Workforce Solutions Borderplex. Pro Action will hold a 3-month course in April, while Borderplex is covering the cost of tuition for applicable veterans. The course will show students how to assess patients and help with various medical emergencies. EMTs can also go into fields such as ambulance, 911 response, and firefighting. We're so proud of them, said Christina Rada, a Pro Action spokesperson. Veterans and active service members come here with us. They're already heroes, and they're just going to continue that hero path.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
We're talking to Tony Curran here of the National Defense. Outlander has been an incredible success. And I remember my family and I took a vacation to Scotland just when Outlander was starting, maybe the second season. And it was not shown in Scotland at the time. And so...
You know what? That's bizarre. Yeah, bizarre.
Yeah, it really...
Carry on. Sorry, no.
Because I would mention, you know, I would mention Outlander to some Scots, and they had no idea what I was talking about. And so, but yet there was an Outlander tour that I signed up for. And we,
oh my God, it's huge.
It's gigantic. And so we met this guy, I thought it was going to be a big tour bus and they take you to all of the location, filming scenes and all this kind of stuff. This guy shows up by himself in a van and he's, he's wearing
hilarious.
He's wearing a kilt, and he says, "Okay, are you the Millers?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Okay, let's go." I said, "Where are the other people?" He said, "I'm it." And this guy, he was.
Oh my God, Randy, that's hilarious.
Oh, it was
that's
so hilarious. Funny. It was Andy the Highlander was the guy's name, and we still keep in touch. And I guess he was an extra in Outlander, but the guy was
right?
had a nice little side hustle.
It found a little niche. That's great. No, I mean, it's funny you say that because I ask a lot of people in Scotland, you know, and because, you know, it's you know, obviously they go to the Americas later in the seasons, you know, they go to, well, ironically, I talk about that in Jamestown being the new world. Jamestown is named after King James. I play Mary and George. That's where the Frasers, that's where Jamie and Claire go to the new world. So it's rather ironic that I say to that to a lot of Scots, and they're like, Outlander, I've heard of that show, I don't watch it. And it's kind of about Scottish history and British history and American, you know, the new world and the settlers and stuff like that. So, I mean, I've been watching it again because I've watched most of it, but I've been rewatching it. And, you know the episode with the witch trial, if I don't give much away?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was watching that on the plane because, you know, King James famously, I don't know, or maybe you don't know this, many people don't, he wrote a book on witchcraft called Demonology. And
really?
A certain gentleman called William Shakespeare who wrote a play called Macbeth, which I'm sure you've heard of. And the beginning of Macbeth has these three witches. And they say this line of dialogue, when shall we three meet again in thunder, lightning, or in rain? When the hurly-burly is done, when the battle's lost and won. Now, William Shakespeare was inspired by King James because Anne of Denmark was trying to come to Scotland from the Nordic Sea, sailing over twice. She was hit by these terrible storms, and she couldn't come into Scotland, so King James had to go to Denmark, Copenhagen, to fetch her. King James blamed those storms on these three women.
Ah.
And subsequently, these three women were blamed as witchcraft, witches, and were burnt at the stake.
Wow.
Badly. And so William Shakespeare heard about this, and that was his inspiration for the beginning of the Scottish play, Macbeth. So, I mean, it all Outlander, King Mary and George, all ties in historically.
Yeah, that's wild.
You know, but it's kind of, I'm glad you had fun in Scotland. That's great.
I think the new season is going
to be really exciting, but yeah.
Scotland was fantastic, and the people there are just marvelous. We're talking to Tony Curran here on the National Defense, the new series, Mary and George, which is coming out on April 5th. And there's a lot of sex in this, Tony, I've noticed, just in the trailer.
You have, Randy?
I did.
That tends to catch the eye. Oh my God! I mean, there's a lot of. I was rewatching Outlander, and Matthew Roberts, our lovely showrunner, he says, you know, I said, yeah, it's like foreplay. It's like foreplay for mothers and fathers. And he's like, yeah, Tony, we call it the Outlander effect. I'm like, yeah, no kidding, you do. So I'm like, oh my God. Okay, but you know, it's all you know, it's human behavior, and
right.
Certainly in this show, there's a line that Julianne Moore says to this other woman. She says, "Bodies are just bodies," which I think is a very cool line.
Yeah.
There's George Villiers, King James, and Mary Villiers, Julianne's character. They use sexuality as like a currency, if you will, in our show.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think it's used in a crass way. It's actually, there's a means to an end. To you know, it's like quid pro quo. You know, you scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours.
Literally.
Quite literally, yeah. Exactly.
Tony, there's a means to a lot of ends.
Very raunchy, yeah. There's a means to a lot of ends. I mean, I actually spoke to Graham Norton, the lovely talk show host at the Scottish Bastard
yes.
recently, and he said, "What have you been doing recently, Tony?" And I said, well, I play King James in this show, and the Julianne Moore and Nick Gallatin. Oh, tell me about it. I said, well, for the first 3 days on set, I didn't actually wear a costume. And he was like, oh, how so? I said, because I was in a bedroom with six other men completely naked having an orgy. And he went, oh, my God, that sounds fantastic. So, there's elements to the show that are very, very raunchy. And of course, you know, King James was fond of a young fella.
Yeah.
But it's all based on fact, Randy. You know, Benjamin Woolley's lovely novel, The King's Assassin, is what D.C. Moore, David, our lovely writer, screenplay is based on. But I think what's different about the show, you know, it's not like Bridgerton or Game of Thrones. What's compelling about our show is that it's historical fiction. But the majority of what you see in the seven episodes happens factual. King James, Mary, George Villiers rise through the King James' court. But the script is very contemporary. You know, the language is very fruity. It's very, the vernacular.
Yes, I did notice that.
It's funny. It's very funny. I think, you know, there's perceptions of some sort of historical shows are a bit stodgy, Jacobean period. And I think this story, the script, really lifts it off the page and brings it into a more contemporary feeling, but still with that incredible costumes and production design. We shot in Stirling Castle. We shot in Hatfield House. We shot in, you know, about 40 different incredible country homes and places where...
Listen,
actually, we shot in a place called Hatfield House, where King James actually... lived, you know. There was a place called Hatfield House that was built for him. So the production values in the show are quite incredible. Yeah,
I'm looking very forward to Mary and George, and also to Outlander: Blood of My Blood. I mean, this is just right down my alley. Tony, thank you so much for the time. Yeah. Great to talk to you. I want to have a show with you and me and Graham McTavish sometime.
Yeah, that would be. In fact, I just texted Graham last night. I was just saying hello. It's been a while since I've seen him.
Oh,
we'd love to bookend you, Randy. That would be a fun chat.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much, Tony, and continued success. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2-6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible
and we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. Plus, you can buy it online and pick it up in store, getting you outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See store at homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Right?
Well, yeah, you know, it's amazing. People put up clips of the show through the years, and I don't remember some of them. That's how many. I have done over 1,500 shows.
Wow.
And so, yeah, after a while, you know, it clogs the mind having to learn that much dialogue. And so that's why I used to, as soon as I could, I'd take a journey overseas. And the thing that I always loved was finding what was the food of that culture. So that's how I explored cooking. I started cooking when I was like 18 because my mother overcooked everything. I felt the lamb was too dry, the chicken was overcooked, the vegetables were overcooked. So I used to think there's got to be something better than this. And so I learned how people prepare foods, especially to me, you know, in vegetables. I like to cook. Once the water has boiled, I take the vegetables out. So they're still crisp and you haven't gotten rid of all the vitamins in the water. So and that was the beginnings of it. And then when I went to the Middle East, you know, it was interesting to go to a country like Jordan and see how people eat with their fingers, you know. And then you go to people and meet the people in France and you see all the manners and the contrast of the way they look upon food. To me, it's, you know, a celebration about how you reward yourself for having gone through the day. And that's why every night, you know, it's, you know, people use food as a convenience. They eat fast. They have to eat, you know, if they're rushing to a movie or to a play, and I'm thinking, my God, you're not doing well to the body. And I thought to myself, I'd like to do a book about nutrition, how we must take care of the body, and that's the only one we have, and how do we keep it and give it longevity, and that's by treating it with respect, and at the same time, telling the body how much you love oneself by taking care of it. And that's why I'm always interested to know what the latest is on the foods and make sure that if you can afford it, not to eat all those foods that are sprayed, because, you know, in the end, that's what affects our bodies. Yeah, I mean, so many people are getting cancer these days.
Absolutely. And my wife and I talk about that all the time, about just the incidence of not just cancer, but other diseases that, you know, can be caused by some of the processed foods and that you eat. We're talking to Teo Pinglis here on the National Defense, his cookbook reissue, Seducing Celebrities One Meal at a Time. And is it mainly Greek food that you cook?
No. You know, I cook what it's my interpretation. It's like my sister-in-law said to me in Australia last year when we were preparing for the Christmas dinner. She said, you know, you're interesting. You're not a chef who cooks from a cookbook. You just put it in your head and you're saying, okay, I'm going to do this. So, one thing about food is you're constantly discovering on preparation. You know, I just found a wonderful pasta that I do, with truffle oil and shiitake mushrooms and pine nuts, raw peas, you know, and mint and basil. I mean, it's also the aroma. You know, even though it's not really cooked except for the pasta and the shiitake mushrooms, but the aroma that it creates, so that when people sit down or when they enter, the aroma of the room is, you know, is wonderful. It makes them hungry. And you always know with people, they'll go, especially actors, they always believe it's their last meal. So they go to the table, just, you know, eat what's there. And some people forget that there's other guests. And I've had to remind some of my friends who take he'll eat all the shrimp, or he'll eat the oysters, or do whatever. And I said, no, there are people coming.
Yeah, because I think, I mean, they talk about you having some legendary dinner parties at your Hollywood Hills home, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, you know, it's, I've had a lot of the cast from the show, but I've cooked for many celebrities and, you know, through the years. And I think Doris Roberts, who did All About Raymond, she was one of my favorites, because we also studied together, with Morton Katselis in Los Angeles and New York. And she used to sit at the head of she used to sit at my chair. Because that was Doris. She'd come in and she'd say, she'd bring a bottle of Dom Perignon, and I thought, oh, isn't she generous? And then find out 5 minutes later, would you open my champagne for me? So it wasn't for the house.
Yeah, right. Oh, I love that. We're talking to Teo Pinglis here on the National Defense's book, Seducing Celebrities One Meal at a Time. And so this book is basically you imagining, just kind of envisioning what foods different celebrities would like to have, right?
Yes, each celebrity that I talk about, some I have cooked for, and those I haven't, I have worked with, and it's through their kind of personality, I kind of say, oh, okay, they would be into this and that. With Omar Sharif, when I worked with him in Zagreb, in Yugoslavia at the time, he loved champagne and caviar. And then, you know, we would have different types of meals. Yes. Well, you know, some people, they don't like things that smell fishy, so, but I love, you know, caviar, and I love caviar in pasta. And so, so with him, I worked with him for 6 weeks, had a phenomenal time with him. We really clicked. And, you know, he was quite a gentleman, but a bit of a snob. But, you know, he had thought at one point that I reminded him of his son, except that he married a hooker. And you know, he was quite the charmer. So you know, the different people, like Telly Savalas, when he doing Kojak, and that was one of the first shows I ever did. And then from there, I did a play called Play with Fire at the Geffen Theatre, and he was such a gentleman to me. I was shocked. I didn't have many lines, and I was just beginning, and I was lying there on the ground, shot, and it was all wet. It was in Long Beach at 5 a.m, and he looked down and he said to me, "Are you Greek?" And I said, "Yes." And he says, "Get up." He pulled me up and took me to his van, and we had brandy at 5 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Are you familiar with Debbie Matenopoulos?
Debbie, wait, the name is very familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't she on the talk show?
So, yeah, Debbie had a talk show, put out a Greek cookbook that I have, and some great reimaginings of some meals in there for sure. But I want to talk about your podcast, too, Lost Treasures. Yes. How long have you been doing that?
Well, you know, it's my first podcast, but I've been, for 20 years, I've been interested in Schliemann, who discovered Troy and Mycenae and the great treasures. And I thought one day, after going through 60,000 documents into Gennadius Library in Athens for 2 weeks, I thought there's a story here I want to do. I don't know in what format. I wrote a script on it. When I came back for 3 months, I just wrote everything I knew about him. And then one day someone said, "This should be a podcast." And so I started the podcast, part one, discovering Troy. Part two was finding the great treasures of Mycenae, of Agamemnon and the Trojan War. And then the third had to be about Ulysses and bringing him home after 3,000 years. And so I had to fly to Kefalonia and meet with his archaeologists and geologists over there, who are telling us today that the real island is not where they think it was. It is somewhere else. And so I went exploring that for a couple of weeks. They were just wonderful British historians. And so I started to walk the path of Ulysses, and then I had a wonderful lunch above Forkers Bay, and I was sitting there with the archaeologist, and he said to me, "That's where Ulysses came home."
Oh, wow.
After 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And so I had to go to swim in that water, because the reason why there is an enigma about this island, Ithaca, is because in the 4th to 6th century AD, an earthquake happened that was so huge, and then a tidal wave came down a mountain, and the whole thing, two islands became one. And so now they're rediscovering that. So I found that to be an interesting story. And then because of all the history that I've been involved in my life, exploring, especially in Egypt and in Greece and Italy, I wrote the fourth one. And, you know, the trouble I got into, and I did. I mean, I've been pulled out of cars by Hezbollah, who thought I was an Israeli spy and trying to get the wall. Yeah,
you're quite the Renaissance man, Teo. I mean, this is incredible. The things that you're involved in and interested in. Thank you so much for the time, and congratulations on all the great success.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
So proudly.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
A couple of weeks ago, the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee gave the world's top social media CEOs a thrashing due to the alleged shortcomings related to kids, safety, and social media. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg faced the toughest questions, and he even apologized to parents whose kids have faced harassment and other threats. Fortunately, the tech executives committed to child safety. But really, when it comes to internet safety in kids, the best prevention rests with us parents. Which is why you may want to check out the many parental features of TP-Link Home Shield, built-in protection with parental controls with a TP-Link router. Parental controls include being able to manage your kids' time spent online. You can manage and regulate the content they may see, including the apps they use. And all you need is a TP-Link router. Check out your options at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.